fourth turning is here upon the globalist and anyone else that gets in its way. It's Friday, July 3rd, 2026.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're on the verge of the 250th anniversary of the founding of our republic. Russia is openly threatening to invade NATO countries, starting with Poland. It's all coming up today. Newsom's in deep trouble, but first, the fourth turning.
I'm quoting him. He said, "Tony, I'm going to rape your wife. I'm going to rape all of your grandchildren." And he said, "The next time you go out of town, I'm going to kill them. And what the F are you going to do about it?" End quote. This has gone on for years now. Behind me are several witnesses who can attest to what was said. They have video. They have made numerous complaints to the police and the sheriff's department.
The key here is he throws at least five punches, one of them connecting with his right temple, bloodying the pastor before the pastor then engages him in defense. But, of course, the pastor was arrested and put out on $25,000 bond. And it's an example that the public is ready and the public is angry for people to start defending themselves, not just culturally, but physically. We're not calling for offensive violence. We are calling for men to stand up. Pastor Tony Spell, thanks for being here with us.
If you were to get a cursory study of this book, 1,189 chapters, 66 books, and 31,102 verses, you will find out that good always wins over evil. The more they afflict us, the more we multiply and grow. You meant evil, but God meant good. Psalm 82 and 3, defraud not one another. Defend the poor and the needy. Come to the aid of the defenseless and the helpless. So what's happening in our society, Alex, is we're in the fourth turning. December of 1773, the Boston Tea Party sowed the seeds for the first turning. That's the Great American Revolution. Count 80 years to the beginning of the American Civil War. President James Buchanan would not make a ruling on the Dred Scott case. South Carolina secedes. You have the beginning of the American Uncivil War. Several hundred thousand brothers against brothers, fathers against sons. You go another 80 years. We go to Black Tuesday, October 25th, 1929, the crash of the stock market. Sow the seeds for the Second World War. We're now in the fourth turning, Alex. No nation has ever survived four turnings. But what's happening is, instead of this turning and the great unraveling of society, politically we're corrupt, religiously we're corrupt, financially we're corrupt. We have all these problems in our society. So the mystery of iniquity, which means the sin of lawlessness, is at work in our society. Only he who now letteth will let until we're taken out of the way. So what wants to happen in society is the Lord says, I want you to beat your swords into plowshares. I want you to turn your spears into pruning hooks. But before we get there, before we get to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2 and 4, what we have is Isaiah 59 and 14. Judgment is backwards. Truth is fallen in the streets. Equity cannot enter in. If you would depart evil, you are condemned for that. So something is backfiring in this. We're at an inflection point in our nation, Alex. We're at a flash point in our nation. So the more the news tries to control the narrative between this man and myself, the more they crop the videos and try to create this George Floyd moment. We want the beginning of the videos that led up to the altercation that they're not releasing. They're not giving, you know, the domestic terrorism. They're not giving the intimidation and threat of bodily harm, of sexual abuse toward minors and children. We don't have just a right to defend ourselves. We have a duty and an obligation to defend ourselves. We are those voices that stand up for the poor and for the needy. Defend the defenseless. Provide for the common good.
I'm not calling for offensive violence, but I am calling for men and women and everyone to get trained, get prepared to defend yourselves, because we're going into the fourth turning and a whole collapse of the old system, the rebirth of the new.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn, AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa! Hey, Alex!
We love you, Alex! I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more!
Hey, Libtard! Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
F*** you, Alex! Suck my d***!
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh. Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you. But they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it. And I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order.
Yeah! I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Years ago in Philadelphia, we declared independence from the most powerful empire in the world that had never been defeated in a major war. In the next 6 years, we won that war through attrition and through perseverance. I went and saw the premiere last night of Young George Washington. It was extremely accurate, amazing, very well done. I recommend it to everybody. And we have a new national poll out. Nearly half of Americans don't know what America's 250th is even about. I've done my own talking to people on the street. Half of them don't even know what America is. And those that don't know history or who they are, or where they come from, are doomed to repeat it. But it's never going to be a majority of people that actually secure the freedom for the future. It's up to us that are informed, that are engaged, are involved to carry humanity forward. Now, I don't normally buy NATO propaganda because most of the time they're lying. But if you remember back in October, 5 years ago, 3 months before the war started in February, I went on air and I said, I believe Russia will invade by late February. And I said that in October, November, December, January, about 4 or 5 months before it happened. And I nailed it. Russia invaded on the 22nd. And there were thousands of data points and tracking the Russians and actually looking at third-party assessments of the massing troops in Western Russia on the border of Eastern Ukraine and movements in Belarus as well to the north. And I said, I believe that if NATO doesn't make a deal, this is the final red line for the Russians. They are going to invade. And, of course, history shown I was right. Now, talking to Victor Boot on the air, who's a big Russian insider, and talking to people I know in the Pentagon that I trust, as of now, Putin is making the final decision, and they've telegraphed this publicly on state-run media, of attacking Poland first, attacking military bases and weapons factories that are supplying the glide bombs, the cruise missiles, and other systems. And, of course, there's a lot of other NATO countries producing the weapons. Most of the weapons are now not produced in Ukraine. And NATO, through U.S. satellites and GPS, is directing the weapons. And Western military technicians are aiming and firing the weapons on the ground as well. And under the rules of war, I don't want this to happen, but under the rules of war, Russia has stated, and it's true, that they are within their rights to begin striking. They've been warning for several years they're going to do that. But now they've been massing nuclear weapons, tactical nuclear weapons, in Belarus in the north, in Western Russia, on the eastern side of Ukraine, and in many other areas, putting missile cruisers into the surrounding seas and upping their nuclear doctrine and threatening that if they do hit bomb and missile bases and artillery munitions bases in Poland, the main staging ground, not just for production, but also for shipments out of other areas of Europe, the U.S., that then if there are any counterstrikes, Russia has set under rules of war, under the threat escalatory ladder, that they are then going to use tactical nuclear weapons. Within hours in most war games, if not minutes, NATO and the U.S. will then hit Russian missile fields and missile bases in Russia. And within minutes to hours, we will be in a full nuclear war. Now, all the major think tanks, all the major war colleges, Rand Corporation, the Pentagon, the Russians, the Chinese, NATO, the EU, they all say, the Organization of International Atomic Scientists, the Doomsday Clock in Chicago, is the closest it's ever been to midnight, meaning total thermal nuclear war, mutually assured destruction. So when NATO came out today and put out a report saying that they believe there's a very strong possibility in the coming even weeks, Russia is going to escalate up to the point of NATO's escalation, match that, and that Russia has already diplomatically through the media and through back channels said, we're going to start hitting your bases in Poland, and then we want a negotiation for this to end. But if you want to go ahead and go to full war, we are ready for nuclear war. Now, I don't know if these numbers are true, but they're certainly large. It is coming out that there are 2 million dead Russians. From the estimates I've seen, it's definitely a million dead if you count both sides. There are hundreds of thousands, upwards of 200,000 North Koreans fighting in Ukraine. You see a news blackout out of there in the West, and that's because Russia has been slowly winning, but at a very large cost, and Russian hardliners and the Russian public are upwards of 90% wanting just to go ahead and go to full war. Bloodier than Stalingrad, number of casualties in Russia's war on Ukraine reach 2 million, making it the biggest war since World War II, if that number is true. But even if it's a million, it's one of the biggest. Russia is planning attack on Poland to test NATO resolve, U.S. warns. You read the analysis. I believe this is very accurate and true because Russia said so and is now massing the forces to do it. Critical infrastructure could be targeted by missiles and drones with soldiers potentially crossing the border from Kaliningrad or Belarus. NATO has said that they will then tit for tat hit Kaliningrad in Russia, St. Petersburg in Russia, and major cities in Belarus. Belarus has now been given nuclear weapons and says they will then strike with tactical nuclear weapons. There's really no such thing as tactical nuclear weapons, General Flynn says. Washington has issued several warnings to Warsaw about the plot. Sources close to the Polish president told Onet, the Polish news outlet, which along with the Telegraph is owned by Axel Springer and is part of the Global Reporters Network. The goal of the Russian provocation would be to escalate tensions and force Western allies to suspend aid to Ukraine, aid weapons. It could be launched in a matter of weeks or months. And the report goes on. It's very accurate. Again, we have bloodier than Stalingrad. Russia's decision to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine has now cost the country some 450,000 lives, according to a new study that estimates the war's total casualty numbers to have surpassed 2 million. The reach of the Center for Strategic International Studies, CSIS, estimates Russia has suffered 1.4 million casualties, including killed, wounded, and missing soldiers, a stunning number that amounts to roughly 1% of the country's population. Well, 25% of the Russians died in World War II, so they're willing to do it. The losses are not spread evenly across Russia, with poor countries and ethnic minorities suffering specifically higher casualty rates. Stories of male populations in small remote villages being virtually wiped out and are becoming more common in Russian opposition media. And according to one study, Russia is currently unable to recruit new troops at the same rate as it was losing them. These rates are astounding. And it goes on from there, but nothing compared to the problems Ukraine is having. But the West, NATO, is fighting to the last Ukrainian. Meanwhile, Interpol fingers snake-tattooed Ukrainian woman in Morocco oligarch bombing, and Zelensky's under investigation for bombing fellow Ukrainians in their mafia organization that run these scam call centers that run all sorts of serious scams. And more, Zelensky's consolidating power by killing even people loyal to him to consolidate control. So we're going to be going over all of that and the latest developments today, including the latest Iran developments. We have several big guests on the transmission I'll be telling you about a little bit later. And I also intend to open up the phones today. Let me give you some of the other news. I'll be detailing more. FBI mole wore wire inside Newsom's inner circle for years. They reportedly have scores of recordings. It's all part of the Pelosi crime family network. He's a nephew and all of that. Tens of billions of dollars total stolen by the network, hundreds of millions alone to Newsom. Every crime under the sun being carried out, every fraud you can imagine. And what's interesting here, and I'll be getting to it, is Trump is sitting on it. This was all done by Joe Biden. That's why Newsom didn't run against him. That's why Newsom always kissed Joe Biden's ass. And now the Trump Justice Department has his information and has actually now picked up on it and is doing more subpoenas and following up. It's totally slam dunk. And obviously they're going to say it's political. Well, obviously everything's political at some point, but this is like shooting fish in a barrel. We'll be getting to that. Also, we are already having rolling blackouts around the country. You already have the smart meters that hook into your smart thermostats. People are now catching them, turning up the thermostat from 70-something to 85, 90. It's all automated systems. And they're blaming the heat dome, saying record heat. It's not record heat. We've looked up the numbers. Every summer they say this. But what they have done is shut down most of the coal power plants, the hydroelectrics, many of the nuclear. And obviously the solar and the windmills aren't sustaining that. And so during peak times, we have the data here. It is the data centers that clearly have increased power prices massively on top of inflation. And it is the data centers that are on the verge of crashing, even in their current configuration as they're expanded, even the current drain, causing power grid crashes in some of the largest grids, particularly on the East Coast. And I don't just have that from my own analysis. We have that from the Department of Energy. The Department of Energy has come out and said it is the data centers. They can watch the drain. So we're going to be getting to that information and big tie-ins to what's happening with AI and more. World's largest data center project on the verge of collapse after Blackstone unexpectedly pulls out. Blackstone's consortium with BlackRock. Meanwhile, Chuckie Schumer says that New York isn't banning gas stoves, though they did. Appeals court upholds New York's gas stove ban that Chuck Schumer insisted didn't exist. So you can't have a gas stove. And in Canada and Netherlands, they put big tubes up cows' butts and put big bags on their back, torturing them to then suck the methane out and pump it into mine shafts, claiming it's toxic and going to kill the earth, even though that's always been part of the atmosphere. And the studies actually holds in the atmosphere. And you've always had bovine. It was actually more bison before they were exterminated than there are cows. You can look at the numbers up. There were a couple million more estimated bison, which is a cow. You can mate a bison with a cow. A cow is just domesticated bovine. It's the same if it's water buffalo in Africa or water buffalo in India. You can mate that with a buffalo. You can mate that with a Jersey cow. You can mate that with a Black Angus. That's a cow. That's a wild cow right there. And they're all over the world, except Arctic and Antarctic. Well, actually, they're in the Arctic, but they're not Antarctic. They're in all the other continents. They're telling you it's evil when they fart, ladies and gentlemen. So farting cows is the big problem. But the data centers can use trillions of gallons of water and not pay for it, dump toxic waste into the water table, into the aquifers, and hog more power than all our major cities combined. That's all fine and dandy. We'll be getting to all of that today. And so much more. We have quite the transmission lined up for you. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to do something a little fun. I haven't really responded a lot to all the crazies that think I'm a clone, or the crazies that think I am Joe Rogan or Aleister Crowley. They think I'm an Aleister Crowley clone. I guess he was bald-headed and white, so that means I'm Aleister Crowley. But I picked a few of these schizophrenics that I wanted to point out because it shows the total extreme of the Great Awakening. People wake up, they're being lied to, but then they think everything's a lie. They think the world's flat. They think I'm a clone or AI. And this stuff gets millions of views a day just talking about me. I mean, I don't even look for it. It's in the news feeds on Instagram, X, everywhere. It's pretty hilarious, but it's also very, 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 very sad. And it's gotten to the point where I can go to the mall or to Barton Springs or the park, and it happens every month or so. Someone walks up to me and says that, you know, I know you're Dana White. I know you're Joe Rogan. I know you're, what's the other guy's name? Bill Hicks. So we have to understand the other extreme of people that believe anything the government says. That's mental illness. People that don't know anything, they just think whatever they make up is true. It's entertaining, but it's also sad. So we're going to be looking into all of that here today as well. We're going to go to break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to look at Trump planning to run again in 2028. A lot of people have said that. He's joked about that. You know, he famously told Zelensky, that's in a report I shot last night that we'll play when we come back, that's up on X. And then now I've actually got rumblings out of the White House that indeed that's the case. So we're going to be looking at that exclusively here today and to tie it into some other reports we're getting out of our Pentagon sources about Trump's master plan. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. Just to announce here to everyone, we are running the biggest sale of 2026. It is the July 4th, 250th anniversary flash sale, and it is running today, Saturday, and Sunday. All of the best-selling supplements, ultramethylene blue, bovine colostrum, Shilajit, Irish sea moss, it is buy one, bovine colostrum, get one free, massive, for 3 days only. Also, up to 60% off all the other supplements, bare minimum 30%, but some are 60, the average is about 50. Unbelievable. America 250th celebration sale also means 50% off of apparel, the ball caps, the t-shirts. And by the way, most of the shirts have a 60% markup. It's like a small, we make more money on a smaller medium. The XXLs are about a 45% on markup. So when you buy one, get one free, and you're getting an XXL, if you're big like me, you're getting it at cost or below some of the best designs ever, thealexjonesstore.com. We are fundraising. We need the funds. But now let me tell you about this. They're making a total of 5,000 of these. 2,000 came in from the Mint in Missouri to the facility and shipping facility and warehouses in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where our sponsor and owner of the network, Bigly, is based. This is a gorgeous coin, limited edition. 2,000 came in, and the 3,000 come in 8 days. They're literally being minted next week. But the 2,000 got in, and these are a gorgeous. It has the Jerusalem cross on the back, absolutely gorgeous. The United States of America, sesquicentennial, 250th year, 1776, over the gorgeous Jerusalem cross. And on the other side, on the head side, it's the American eagle, the American flag, and it says America 250. This is a great collector's item. When they printed these coins, it cost them about $67 to make this coin. And it's being sold for $117.76 for 1776. So $117.76. So it's $117.76. So we end up making like $40 on this. It is a fundraising coin. Not selling this as wholesale silver. We have the sponsor for that, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. This is being sold as a fundraiser and as a collectible to know you funded this operation that is 1776 2.0 as we face even bigger threats than George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin did, along with John Hancock. We cannot fight this war without you. We need the funds to expand, hire more hosts and crew, and to win our legal battles. Thank you for your support. Your limited edition coin now before it sells out at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you.
Celebrate America's 250th birthday. The biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com is live right now, but only for 3 days. I was 2 years old in 1976 when America celebrated its 200th anniversary. Well, I'm 52 now, and it's the 250th. No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world. That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny. Because the idea is we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. If we don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide, then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist, death cult, depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off, and all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market, buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best, highest rate on the market, buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boost your testosterone and more, buy one, get one free. As I said, up to 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40, the highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff loss leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026. Help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Tied to our belts, abuse the cells. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shell. Another day, some other way. We're gonna go, but then we'll see you again. I've had enough, we've had enough. Call me vain, she said. I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. I knew right from the start you'd put an arrow through my heart. Round and round, we'll love, we'll find a way, just give it time. Round and round, what comes around goes around. I'll tell you why.
Say that history repeats itself, and it certainly does. It rhymes as well. And if we look at our republic 250 years after its founding, the promise of liberty made us the apple of the world's eye, the example of the world. Despite all our problems, we were still the most exceptional at rugged individualism, invention, ingenuity, trailblazing spirit.
More than half the world's inventions made by us, most of the world's wealth produced by the United States. In the year 1950, we were 4% of the world's population, had over half the wealth, and it was in a giant middle class, bigger than all the other middle classes in the world combined. But it was swindled all away by government and corrupt corporations. And if you go back to the 50s, the top 1% maybe had 20% of the wealth. Now the top 1% has 90% or more of the wealth, and it's been done through oligopolies, through fraud, through manipulation in almost every case. And then it ends up making the elites poor themselves because it's a poor society, a crime-ridden society, a collapsing, immoral, decadent, in-debt system. And more people get into being lazy and being into fraud and scams instead of producing. Until the corruption is the very tissue of the civilization and the society itself, then it finally collapses into entropy and stagnation and corruption and war. That's why we must rediscover what made us great. We must not comply with the corruption of corporations and government and individuals. We must not be bullied by political correctness into silencing ourselves. We must stand up because it's the end of the old corrupt system and the rebirth is here, according to all the sociologists, anthropologists, futurist, my own analysis, the fourth turning, it's here. And tyrants should beware it and not try to bring us from one great tyranny into a greater tyranny, what they call the end of history. The globalists don't want change. They want the cycles to end. They want to have a depopulation, a total control, a technocracy to somehow take control of history's course to themselves by ending upward mobility and competition and individualism and maverick spirits in the rest of all of us, which itself stunts the entire of humanity. But it is neo-feudalism, high-tech technocracy. And that is what you see out of BlackRock and the WEF and the UN and the globalists, all of it going against what works, going against what's good, going against what's decent, because it doesn't allow them to have a total monopoly of control. Now, I shot a report last night. It's only about 4 minutes long. I want to play it. Then I've got more to add because I made some phone calls and got some phone calls last night about this, and I really thought about it this morning a lot when I went for a hike and kind of get my mind cleared by myself. Nice little five-mile hike. That Trump is definitely thinking about trying to run for office again. And, you know, he's talked about this with Zelensky and others. People said it was a joke at the time, and I thought it probably was. But if you look at all the other behaviors out of Trump with the unprecedented insider trading and unprecedented, you know, here's billions of dollars to Tajikistan for tungsten, rare earth mineral, 2 days after his sons get signed on for tens of millions, the Qataris and the Saudis and the UAE putting billions into their Bitcoin companies and then losing it and not even complaining, and then the Trumps get it. Yeah, the Democrats are running around robbing and stealing everything, even the kitchen sink. But even the New York Post, it's pro-Trump, said it's disgusting when Hunter Biden does it. It's just as disgusting when Trump does it. And Trump didn't do it in the first term. Even his enemies admit that. That way he lost most of his wealth. Is the argument, well, I'm almost lost everything, so I might as well cash in now? I can't hold my nose and say that's okay. Sure, when he rears mineral, sure, Trump goes and makes a deal with a bunch of the stands that are full of it over there and cuts Russia and China off from it. I'm like, that's a great deal. Except now he directly profits from it when he gives them government contracts. Oh, but the Democrats do it, so it's okay. No, it's not. And then selling those all those stable coins and other coins they sold and then rug pulling his supporters. That's why Trump doesn't have a lot of rallies now, and when he does, they're a third the size they used to be. That's why his America anniversary hometown fair in D.C. looks like it has 10 people at it. I mean, I've been down on the mall in that area many times. When COVID lockdowns were happening, there were that many people walking around. Most of them are just tourists that were already there. And I'm not trying to put Trump down. You can see the loss of support. And we see it in the polls. We see it in the numbers. And I noticed yesterday when I put out a report last night about the insider trading, a bunch of the Israel first influencers, they're not really Trump first, they're Israel firsters, they don't ever point out that Trump is saying the same things I said about Israel a year ago and months ago now, dragging us in the war, lying about intelligence, trying to keep us in the war, Iran's not falling, the Strait's closed. They don't say, oh God, Alex was right, Trump agrees with him now. No, no, they say, I'm a Qatari agent, I'm an Iranian agent. And then they say, no, he's just mad because Trump called him low IQ. And it's not about me, it's about their mindset and how they have these talking points that they admittedly get from these Israeli PR firms, and they're admittedly on the payroll. I could single some of them out, but you see them for yourself. And they think we just forget that we were right about the mullahs not falling. We were right about the Strait being closed. And now Trump sounds just like me, but they don't criticize Trump for that, though the Israel lobby does, and Israeli newspapers, some of them do. A lot of them actually disagree with Netanyahu and say Trump's right to be pulling back. But it's not just a monolith over there, but we got big developments on that front. But I just find it interesting, like I'm some schoolgirl in eighth grade, and I'm mad because somebody called me a slut or something, or I'm a 13-year-old freshman in high school, and somebody says, oh, you got a pimple, ha ha, so you punch him in the face. I didn't care if somebody said I had a pimple when I was 13. I sure as hell don't care now. I'm not into junior high or high school stuff. Oh, God, Trump called me low IQ. I was so happy he did that at the time because he was talking about ending Iran forever and their culture in one day with nukes, basically, and just saying, I do whatever Mark Levin says. Tune into Mark Levin if you know what I think. And you tune in, Mark Levin goes, we need to nuke Iran like Harry Truman nuked Japan. And I'm like, well, that's not good. And then Trump comes out and says, yeah, there'll be one giant smoldering orange crater. You know what would come out of that would be a pariah to the world. So I was glad when he was so off the rails that he said I was low IQ and attacked me. Because I never got money from Trump. I never got anything but grief supporting him. Lawsuits, deep state attacks. I love the fact that he was making a good, clean break right there. I said, I hope he gets back on track. When he does good things, I'll support him. But just I love the Israeli talking point. You're not MAGA. You're not in the cool club. You're not at the cool Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick, Trump table with the Clintons. Oh, Bill Clinton's a great guy. He didn't do anything wrong. Les Wexner's a great guy. Please, since you've gone off the rails, I don't want to be associated with that. Thank you. But when the Israeli lobby and others put out those talking points that you're not at the cool table, they're talking to you like you're an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old that wants to, you know, have the neighbor kids let you up in their clubhouse in the tree. That's not me. So, but that's all they've got. The Israel firsters that were never Trumpers, that's all they've got is criticizing those of us and using this peer pressure game like, ooh, you're not in the cool club. Well, Trump was in the cool club and they were trying to kill him and put him in prison. And he was actually doing the things he said he would do and no wars whenever he was president. It was like, I believed he'd do that in the second term. He's like, Kamala Harris, World War III, war with Iran. They'll close the strait. It'll be a disaster. With me, no war with Iran. Remember all that? You want to see the clips? So you have to understand that the influencers that have gotten the $1.3 billion the last 18 months, that's what the official Israeli government, $1.3 billion, and growing, that's what we know of, they are given that talking point. And people have leaked the talking points. They've shown them. Trump's head of all social media and speechwriter last week went on Tucker and showed the emails from them offering him $20 million a month. Excuse me, $2 million a month, $20 million over a year. And here's your talking point. Here's your post. Here's what you say. And it's all the stuff they do to us. Anyone disagreeing with this war is a Qatari agent or an Iranian agent. These people aren't important. They're not MAGA. They're not popular. They're ineffectual. They don't matter. Well, if we don't matter, if I don't matter, Tucker Carlson doesn't matter. If Joe Kent doesn't matter. If Nick Fuentes doesn't matter. Why are you spending $1.3 billion that we know of directly from the Israeli government for this? Why'd you give $18 million to Salem Media? You tune into that talk radio. I mean, it is just wall-to-wall We're fighting Nazis, Muslims, and communists. And then the Nazis are anybody that doesn't do exactly what Benjamin Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir say. So I've got news on that as well. And we've got a clip coming up of Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro answers an emergency warning. I'm doing a Mark Levin voice. Emergency warning. Where have I heard of those before? Emergency broadcast. They all do those now because we're in an emergency. I really want to highlight something. It's an emergency broadcast. Maybe every few weeks we have that headline. Emergency, emergency. We're in an emergency here. Russia's talking about hitting Poland. There's a NATO report showing they're massing troops, and I checked it. It's true. No, NATO's telling the truth there, just like they were about Russia's getting ready to go in. I went and looked at the numbers and facts. I said, yeah, probably by late February, 4 months later, bingo, nailed it to the day. Is it built up? I said, the week before, I think they'll hit next, whatever the day was, the 22nd. Yeah, called it. And I could get the Russians on. I'd have the Russians on, Russian talk show host, and I'd say, you're lying. You're getting ready to invade next week. And they go, oh, my feed cutting. I have to go. Oh. I don't just buy everything the Russians say. But I got them on for body language so I can look at them. Uh-huh. No, 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 no invasion happening. No. Nine. Was that German? You say nine? What's no in Russian? I'm such a Russian agent, I don't really know any Russian words. Yet. All right. I've learned how to say no in Russian. So, they're getting ready, folks. This is horrible. I mean, we're on the edge of total death, and look how corrupt we are. Look at all the sick stuff in the world right now. This is what happens when global economies are on the verge of collapse. You get giant wars. So we are in big trouble. But I'm going to play this report and then come back with the rest of the story, because I'll even update this from last night and say that Trump is trying to figure out how to run for office again. He's 80. He'd be 82 and a half when he got back in. You're like, well, wait, the Constitution. Well, you could argue against that. And this Supreme Court could go for it. But then it would be Obama he runs against. And so I think this is something we actually have to look at. You know, he's not been joking about that. I thought he was when he floats this all the time. And you know, they're saying Tucker Carlson, MTG, behind the scenes looking for a third party to split the vote. I've talked about them. That's not true. I mean, you think they want the Democrats? They just can't sign on to what Trump's doing because they don't want to morally violate their integrity. But I don't then get mad at a Steven Crowder that tries to take the good he can get and says this is terrible, but this is overall better. I don't get mad at people that have made that decision to continue to support Trump. Because I support the good stuff he does and call it the bad stuff. I mean, we need him to succeed. As disgusting as the Epstein cover-up is, I don't support that. I'm against it, but I'm also going to then, on the good things, promote it. It's pragmatic. It's how the real world works. So I'm not mad at people that are done with Trump. I'm not mad at people that are upset, but still, you know, being apologists for the good things that are going on. Because I understand the points of view. I understand a lot of Israel's view with the Muslims. You think, I'm not naive about Islam, but the way they're going about it and how they're doing it and trying to suck us in to do it, and now they got illusions of grandeur, greater Israel, and all of that, and the fact that it's not going to work, and then the fact they bully everybody and call us Nazis and come in and primary our people, and now they want to take over the Pentagon and intelligence to secure themselves, that's wrong. So then you become a villain. And I call you out, and look what you've done. Look how you're behaving. And it's not going to end well for you. And then I know you're powerful and influential and have half the billionaires, and so you're going to give us hell, and it's going to be nasty as you all puff up like a rooster, we puff up like a rooster, and meanwhile China and the Islamicists and the left run circles around us. But it doesn't matter. You're still the big elephant in the room. You got the power. You control Congress more than anybody, so we got to deal with you. Like a bunch of big goblins coming through the door to attack us, and you're the biggest goblin rushing up at us, and you are a political goblin under Netanyahu. I mean, you're throwing your weight around. I'm a loyal person to America. Not having you run our country and drag us into your war while you brag that it's part of a greater Israel and you're the masters of the universe and everyone's subservient to you and you say all that and you're going to exterminate everybody and Amalek and all the Christian Zionists saying we owe everything to you and we're, I mean, it's just like God, the arrogance. And I think the only people more arrogant than the people running Israel is these Muslims. I mean, the clips of them. I mean, they're imams. What's up with the arrogant stuff out of the Middle East? What's going on with you guys? You realize what a turnoff that is? I'm just sick of hearing how you're... It's not because I had grew up with some hard-on against you. But it's like you've got some megalomaniac problem, like herpes, that just comes back from time to time, and then you whine and freak out that people don't like being your slaves and being told we're slaves, being told we're goyim. What do you think's going to happen? Well, you're going to roll the dice again and conjure another Hitler, and you think you're going to beat it. Meanwhile, everybody gets killed in the process. There's nuclear weapons now, dumbasses. You keep telling us, we got nukes, look out. No, we know that. The rest of the world has it, too. Like Pakistan, that's going to nuke your ass in 10 seconds if you nuke anybody. You nuts. But it's not just Israel that's nuts. I think mental illness and megalomania is just everywhere. The Russians are getting ready to hit Poland. It's probably going to happen soon. Mm-hmm. We're trying to stop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. NATO's even more psychotic than the Israel nuts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got us all distracted with Iran while that's going on. All right, let's go to my report. Then I'm going to come back and give you the rest of the story. It's even worse than I thought last night. Here it is.
So let me just say, 3.5 years from now, so you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections. Oh, that's good. I wonder what the fake news is.
Yeah. You're about to see a clip where Professor Zhang, who's a pretty smart guy, made a lot of accurate predictions, predicts that Trump isn't going to leave office in 2028 because he's going to run again. And he makes the argument that the Supreme Court could read the law and actually allow that. Now, regardless, we did have FDR that was in 3 terms and died in office. And when I was sitting back watching him, I said, you know, I think that's a bridge too far. I don't think Trump would actually try that. But he reminds us in the clip of the clip you just saw when the Ukrainian dictator Zelensky was here last year and said, yeah, I've canceled elections because we're in a war. And Trump goes, ooh, that's an interesting idea. I said it was a joke at the time, but you got to take it serious with the insider trading that's going on. Even the New York Post, it's pro-Trump. And I don't like to bash Trump. I need him to succeed. Democrats will put me in prison. Even the New York Post said all the corruption and evil of Hunter Biden and his dad was disgusting. Doesn't make it okay now when Trump does it. I mean, $1 billion U.S. government contracts with Tajikistan for tungsten. And then as soon as they hire his sons for a bunch of money, the U.S. does the deal. I mean, your dad does the deal after the sons are hired. And it goes on and on with billions from the Middle Eastern countries into Bitcoin companies. And then it's all lost, but the sons get it. And Trump's tripled his wealth since he got back in 1.5 years ago. There was almost no corruption in the first Trump. I mean, it was incredible. But this new one, they're making Nancy Pelosi and the Bidens and the Clintons blush. And Trump said he's going to give a blanket huge pardon, which Biden started the precedent for, to the entire White House. And they have the Justice Department saying, well, we're giving special letters saying all this is legal. And then you got the Qatari plane. When they first said, because I know for 10 years they've been trying to build new Air Force Ones, billions of dollars, cost overruns, Boeing can't even build a plane now, we're told to believe. So they said, hey, we'll just give you the same jumbo jet and we'll pay for it all. I thought, well, that's nice. A country can donate that to the, you know, Air Force. No, that's your, no. They donated the plane worth like $300-something million. They're put $1 billion of technology in it, U.S. taxpayer money, anti-missile defense, and now they're going to donate it to the foundation, the trust of his presidential library, and Trump is going to use the plane when he's out of office. That's $1 billion of taxpayer money, $300-something million from the Qataris for the plane, and now he's going to use it after, instead of Trump Force One, his private plane, he's going to have that? I mean... What's coming next here? I mean, we know the Democrats are pure evil. We know they're bad. Doesn't mean they're good. But I'm not signing on to this crap. It's absolutely outrageous. So when you see Trump being totally unbridled like this, maybe he is going to try to stay in office. I don't know, but imagine that. Then I guess Obama might try to run against him again if they have a Supreme Court ruling. And imagine that matchup. So anything is possible now. I'll always continue to call balls and strikes. And so here is the full statement of the researcher who's become extremely viral. He's been on the show before. We're going to have him back on next week, laying it all out. And you tell us what you think in the comments.
My big prediction is that I think Trump will get a third term.
Okay. That's a little wild. All right. What makes you say that?
Well, first of all, he and his family have been stealing billions of dollars. That's a lot of corruption, and it's really unprecedented. So if he were to leave the office in 2028, you would imagine the first thing that any new administration would do is conduct an investigation, because it'd be very popular among the American people. So I think that given his behavior, I think Trump is intent on a third term. So then the question then is, would he get a third term? And, you know, when Zelensky visited the White House, there was a White House gaggle. And basically, a reporter asked Zelensky, hey, why haven't you had an election for the past, 4 years? And you should be out of office. And Zelensky is like, well, we're at war. So we suspend the Constitution. And then Trump was like, wait, you can do that? And then Zelensky was like, you like that, don't you?
So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good. I wonder what the fake
news like is.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to come back in the first five and give you the rest of the stories. I got some calls and made some calls last time. They said, no, you're dead on. He's openly exploring at the White House how he can run again. And you could say, well, there's a law against that. Well, there's arguments in the Supreme Court against that too. Obama would definitely run against him again. It's wild. And if you see all of the beyond insider trading going on, I mean, it's just naked. They brag about it. Things have changed with Trump, and he just thinks he can do anything he wants. So I'm seriously concerned. And obviously Trump would be very unpopular doing that, except what if we're in a bigger war? What if there's a depression? What if they declare a civil emergency? Now, the Democrats have been trying to set up martial law for a while, but Trump has grown even bigger balls. And I mean, I'm telling you, anything is possible right now, because we're in such a crazy period in the world, not just with Trump. Everything's crazy. I mean, Russia's saying they're getting ready to attack Poland. They're not playing games. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married, or a dream to start a business, or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American, and know people around the world still love America. Understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at the AlexJonesStore.com, with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.